Got one big log in the back that's burning real good.
Those are terms that we never got into much in this part of the country. There's very little fireplace here.
Yeah, amber? I don't think that wouldn't be ambers.
No. I don't know what term you would use for that.
I really don't know.
It's just something that's not in this part of the country.
Oh, okay. That's,
this big house east of us here a little ways is built, oh, about 50 years ago. And the fellow that built it was...
Oh, Otto was more than that. This one's 45. You mean that house was just built 5 years before us?
That's all. That's about all.
Oh, I thought it was built longer ago than that.
You could almost remember when they moved the old house across the back of the school.
There's a couple of pronunciation things we'd like to get real quick. The black stuff that you get on your hands after that.
Soot.
Far around the furnace, soot.
Okay. A lot of times when you burn wood, you get a residue that sort of looks nice in the bottom. What do you call that?
Ashes?
Yeah. What color is usually with wood? You usually burn paper, something is black. What is it with wood?
Ashes.
Okay.
All what right. do you call it?
I call it wood ashes, that's all.
Yeah. I was going to say, usually it's white. It's just, you get
ashes.
The furnace, you got cinders and clinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, coal furnace.
Yeah.
The thing you're sitting in, Mr. DeYoung, is what?
Just an armchair to me.
Okay. That's, again, we're a real simple pronunciation.
I wouldn't even say armchair, I'd just say chair.
Okay. Do you have a general term to describe this? Wait a minute.